Enough about me, enough about you. It's time for Billy Blanks. Now, Billy Blanks, first of all...
Billy Blanks Jr.
Well, Billy Blanks Jr., that's right. I want to talk about Billy Blanks, because first of all...
Junior or senior?
I want to talk about the senior first, because, you know, when I used to see him on TV,
yes,
some of the commercials, I said, I can never move that fast. How does he move that fast? That's a movement. I don't think it's
humanly possible.
Humanly possible. You know how you could somehow speed up records? I didn't know if they speeded up the film on the commercials.
I think so.
But he was so fast.
Yeah.
So today we have his son, Billy Blanks Jr. And first of all, I didn't know he's such a – this guy is probably one of the best dancers I've ever seen in my life. I saw some of the DVDs. I couldn't – you couldn't believe all these moves that he can do.
I think he's better than his dad.
Well, he's got a couple of exercise DVDs. He's got Dance With Me, Groove and Burn. It's a three easy-to-follow fat-burning dance routines. He's got a bunch of stuff out, and he's been everywhere. I didn't know he's worked with so many people in terms of dance. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an intro. I don't know how to follow that.
Listen, when you're here with Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, this is how we roll. And when we have a star like you, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Well, I have a question, Billy, right off the top. You went with Billy Blanks Jr., and you know, there's good and bad about that. You know, when I got into this radio show, I'm the fat guy here, I could have went with my dad's name, Jack LaLanne. But I went with my own name, Fat Guy.
You know what?
And I think you made the right move.
You know, that's so funny. First of all, I love Jack LaLanne. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen him lately. He's incredible. But that's hilarious.
Yeah, we have seen him. He still looks great, and he's still fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, he truly is, and now he's actually doing a lot of stuff with his wife. But, you know, my wife and I co-teach together, and so he's doing a lot of stuff with his wife, too, which is really cool.
Now, I noticed your wife, Sharon, a very attractive lady. I noticed you guys also have share a passion for dance. Now, how did you guys meet? Did you guys meet in the dance world?
Well, yeah, we actually met. She was starring in the Broadway show Rent, and I was doing another show, and we actually met my friend was actually in the show with her. He was my roommate. And I saw her in the show, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to marry that girl. I'm going to marry her. You know, I just fell in love with her just kind of on stage. And all of a sudden, I met her, and we became friends. And then I knew I was kind of, like, hooked. You know, and at the first, we became really close friends. And when I started to tell her I was interested, she was like, nope, not going to happen, not going to happen.
You're kidding me.
We're going to ruin the friendship.
You're kidding me. So she said that we started as friends, and that's how we're going to end? I hate when girls do that.
Yeah, like, I don't want to ruin the friendship, not going to happen. And so it was kind of a funny thing. And the ironic thing is I actually knew her mom and dad before I actually put the two together that I knew. I had known her mom since I was like 13 years old. I used to rehearse at her mom's studio.
Oh, what a small world. Now, wait,
Isn't that a small world?
If you knew her mom never said, oh, I got to hook you up with my daughter. We got to get this.
Never. It was never, you know, because I was coming there kind of on business terms. I would do a show with Paula Abdul or different things. And so I developed kind of a friendship with her mom, but it was something that I never really put the two together. I'm sure she probably mentioned her, but when we started actually, you know, hanging out as friends, when I finally put the two together, I was like, wait a minute. I mean, it was actually a cool moment.
Right.
So now that you're married, did it really ruin the friendship?
No. No, you know, it's funny. Her parents are our best friends. I mean, we like play games with them. And I mean, we're a cheesy family, by the way. But yeah, we absolutely, I love her parents so much.
Now, Billy, you grew up in Southern California?
I grew up part of my life in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Boston about 5 years. And then I moved out here when I was 11 or 12.
Now, when did your dad, when did everything kind of hit for him?
It really hit for him. It was funny because he had started building his stuff, which was Taibo, obviously. But when he first started, it was Kurobics. And he had tried building that for a few years, and it wasn't really going, but it started to pick up. And I would say probably like around 89 or so is when it really started to pick up. You know, around when I was probably, God, I'm trying to think, a little bit after that, I think I had gone away to do the show Fame, and I came back, and it was going crazy everywhere.
Now, was he a major impact on you in terms of getting into the health and fitness industry? Were you, I mean, being around him, were you always doing fitness stuff and stuff like
that?
Yeah, you
know, I used to actually teach for him. You know, actually, a lot of our family does, but I used to teach for my dad. And it was really funny because from that day, like, because I always did, you know, Taibo, but for me, I always included dance because dance was my passion. I love to dance. And my dad would always look at me and go, that's not serious enough, you know, because Taibo is so serious. And so he would give me such a hard time. But I also noticed when I would teach, I was gathering like this following of people who didn't want just a serious thing, that wanted to have fun while they were doing it. Because, you know, at that time back then, because fitness was starting to become so serious, people didn't think you could have fun while you're getting fit. You know what I mean? And so
right.
they didn't take it seriously. Whereas now, with Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance, and all these things that are bringing dance back to the forefront, people are realizing it is a form of fitness. You know, just because you're having fun doesn't mean, you know, you're not having an effective workout. And so I noticed it then, and then I really started to go, well, when I start coming out with stuff, I want to really incorporate fun so that people can stick with it.
Now, what do you do for all the people that really can't dance? You know, are they really doing this, or are they...
Yeah, did they have to start?
By the way, that is my specialty. That's my specialty. I don't know if you know my background, but I've worked with, like, Tom Hanks and Michael Chiklis and different celebrities who
you're only mentioning white people, just FYI.
No, wait a minute, though. There's a few of them that are chocolate. There's a few of us that have a little bit of the same issue, too. But it's really funny because that is one of my things. Even every class we teach, because my wife and I teach at 24-Hour Fitnesses right now, and we're starting to train teachers to teach the class nationwide, you know, outside of gyms, in gyms. And one of the main things that we start the class off with is, if you don't feel like you're a dancer, you're in the right place. You know what I mean? Basically, because the whole point of a dance workout is you're not supposed to come out like Baryshnikov, but if you keep doing it, I can ensure that at some point you'll start to gain rhythm, you'll start to get different things, because I didn't learn how to dance from taking classes. I learned from watching and just going, I want to do this so bad,
right,
that the more I got the experience, the stronger I got. And so I know how to teach in that way.
Now, what's the first move? Like, for a non-dancer, what do you teach them first?
You got to get rid of the overbite. I don't know how to do that. How do you get the overbite get rid of? I don't know how to do that. I noticed that when I'm dancing, I overbite. I'm like, what am I doing that? Is there something
with your mouth?
Yeah, like I put that white person overbite stuff. I don't know how.
You know what I would do? I would make you stare in the mirror, because that's the thing is I a lot of people are so busy looking at the feet because they're like, I can't dance, and they stare at feet. I said, look at yourself. Does your move you're doing look like what I'm doing? And when you do that to somebody, they change their body position, because if you're sticking your left arm out and they're sticking their right out, and they're looking in the mirror, they're going to go, oh, that's wrong. And, you know, then they'll kind of adjust it.
Right.
And so my first thing is I kind of teach people like a little slide step, which is like to the right and then to the left side. I kind of do that and kind of get them on the rhythm. And I'll do that for as long as I need to see them move in the same direction.
Right.
And then I start to spice it up and add other things.
Now, you've worked with Madonna. You've worked with Paula Abdul. You work with Quincy Jones. How did you go from just this becoming something you like to now working with, you know, some of these, you know, big time celebrities?
Well, it's funny because it kind of happened in a backwards motion. I at age 13, I started doing, you know, I started performing professionally. So I did stuff, you know, with Quincy Jones, and then Paula Abdul was a mentor to me. I've known her since I was a kid, and so she kind of like at a young age was like, hey, I want you to do this show. And so I started doing stuff and then really gaining experience, you know. And so as I got older, you know, I have a passion obviously to perform, but also in fitness, I started doing a little bit of directing, and that's where I got one of my best, I guess one of the best experiences is when I directed the We Spark celebrity concert, where I pulled in all these celebrities and basically put them in an atmosphere where they're not used to being. Obviously, it's people who are known for being actors, and then got taught to dance and stuff. And so it kind of came, you know, first starting off as performing, you know, performing professionally, and then kind of like mixing the two worlds together.
Now, what tell us about? I heard also that you were on Ellen, and you did this karaoke. What happened on that show that became such a crazy thing and very popular?
Well, what was so cool about that? My wife and I, we started a workout called karaoke, you know, and it's kind of like our workout Dance With Me. Dance With Me, I don't know if you know, the one we're focusing on now, Dance With Me, is a cardio dance class that incorporates all styles of dance. So it's hip-hop, Bollywood, line dancing, the tango, it's everything. Well, karaoke was a cardio dance class where we had karaoke singing. So I know, you know, people love to go out karaoke singing, so I was like, why don't we put up a screen and kind of dance and make it fun so that people are literally... You know, it's interactive. They're so busy singing and doing stuff, they're not really realizing they're working out. And so we did kind of a test class, and ABC came and covered it because they thought it was a great idea. And then they were like, oh, we'll just air this 2-minute segment. They ended up airing it like a 4-minute segment. They aired it from Thursday night all the way till Monday the next week. They kept playing it, kept playing it, kept playing it. And so on Monday we got a call from Ellen to come on the show, and it was incredible. We went on the show and literally it was, we went on, did the demonstration, and the next, you know, when it aired, we got, I think, almost 60,000 emails from people going, thank you for making fitness fun. I've been looking for something to be fun. You know, I can't stick with fitness because I started and then I quit. And so we got all these things, and then that kind of directed us to go, okay, from now on when we design programs, we want to make it all inclusive and find a way that, you know, to keep it fun.
Nice. Now, also, I know, Billy, one of the things that you're also passionate about is you have an initiative with your wife that you guys are trying to also help kids and fight obesity. And
now, you did your research. You're good.
Well, listen. We're in the same space because, you know, we've just written a book, you know, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. So this is we're real passionate about that, too. Now, do you actually go into schools and actually teach them? You have, like, a dance party, right? You have
We do our class. We do the Dance With Me workout. And what's so cool is we do elementary schools. We do middle schools. We also do high schools. And
wow.
You know, we started it. It's exciting for us because it's one of the most important things because, you know, everybody keeps talking about it, but a lot of these schools are losing fitness programs, or maybe they do it once a week, or, you know, stuff like that. And when we got in there, the response from the kids is so phenomenal because it's music, it's movement, you know, and it's so great to see the different levels. What we have to do as instructors and as you know, as fitness motivators, what we have to kind of do to adjust, because elementary, middle school, they're kind of like open and like, let's do it. Well, high school, a lot of people don't help high schools because they get intimidated, because, you know, high school students, they get self-conscious, or they have, you know, image issues or different things, and so their demeanor and their attitude is a lot different.
Right.
And that's one of the things for Sharon and I that we absolutely love. We did a local school here that doesn't get a lot of stuff. It's an inner city school, and, you know, the mayor had us come in and was going to present us and all of this stuff, and we started the music, and the kids, it was almost like 600 kids, and they stood there, and they were basically looking at us like, yeah, right. And so the mayor and everybody came to us and went, okay, you don't have to do it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And Sharon and I looked and went, just be still. You know, be calm. We got it. And so we got up and we looked at the kids and we were like, hey, guys, you know what? We're not coming here to talk at you. We're coming to have fun with you guys. We got you out of class. So you got to get up and move with us. We're going to have a good time. And next thing you know, it went from the front line moving to like four lines moving to then, you know, we did three classes there. About 400 to 500 kids each, they started skipping class to come back to it. You know what I mean? And it was like a rock concert. It was a blast.
So I almost envision this like as a scene out of Fame, you know, where like, you know, people are dancing on the desk, and they're you know, people just having a great time. That sounds like
It was completely like that. And I had to make an announcement because a lot of guys at that age are afraid, like, if I dance, then my guys are going to make fun of me, and they're going to think I'm a girl. And so I had to make a statement to say, guys, you're not a girl if you dance. Just have fun. We're going to move. I'm not going to make you turn into this girl.
Right.
I'm going to show you some stuff that you can do that the girl's going to be like, oh, wait a minute, he's cool. And so when you talk to them, it creates a different environment. And so it's something that we're so excited about. We're just trying to get the initiative up because we want to tour and hit as many schools as we can, because it's the first thing in our industry. When we tell people we want to make a video for kids, everybody's like, yeah, well, the money's not in there. So nobody really wants to focus in that area. And we're like, well, we don't care about the money. If there's something out there, it's good for them.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in on that. We'd love to get involved with that.
And if anything we can do to help bring this to more bar mitzvahs too, because the scene at bar mitzvahs is so ugly. To see the people dancing pathetic. We got to get, you know, better dances.
You're making me laugh at the bar mitzvah thing. I have to just tell you a quick story. That's one of the things that I started in when I was probably 13 or 14 years old. These families would come to my dad's studio and they would see me dancing and stuff, and they were like, I want you to come to my bar mitzvah and I want you to get people dancing. And so I was like, what? I was like, this is not like a real job. And I used to actually do that.
That's great. We're working on a public service announcement.
Yes,
about this.
We
got to
get you.
We need your help.
Deeply involved. But no, this, on a serious note, this is a really, I think it's a wonderful thing. And it's anything we can do to get kids moving and getting them active, and especially through dance, which is such a great way to move both of those things together, is really a great thing.
Well, thank you guys. And I would love to anything, you know, definitely we'll connect because we would love to help with what you guys are doing with that too. And your book, I want to get a copy of this book. It sounds phenomenal.
Lee, let's put him on the list. Let's put him on the freebie list. Let's get him on.
That.
I'm going to get Billy Blanks.
No, we'll pay for it.
No. We're going to definitely send one to you and Sharon for sure. And where's the best place for people? Where's the best place for people to pick up the DVD? I know you have you have the website is meettheblanks.com. Is that the best?
Yeah, website is meettheblanks.com. And you can also get the DVD at Amazon.com, or it's in all Targets and Walmarts, and also with Exercise TV. I know they have the stuff in the on their site. You know, and another cool thing is if you guys know anybody or anybody's on listening that has a passion and thinks that they want to motivate kids or dads, we're getting ready to start training teachers worldwide. So, look out for that. We're having a certification in Los Angeles November 20th and 21st, which we're really excited about because it's about 100 people that we're going to train to teach this workout. And then we're going to start going worldwide to get them teaching.
Now, that's awesome. Now, is Los Angeles your home, Billy? Is that where you make home?
Yes, it is. It's our home.
Okay. And are you guys what's going on for the holidays? I know you got Thanksgiving coming around the corner here. What do you guys?
Oh, yeah.
You
my
family?
Wife cooks the most amazing food. And so, yeah, we're so excited for Thanksgiving. We'll be here. We do have a four-hour workout, actually, that we do.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
The four hours.
We do that. But you know why we do it? It's a lot of people, a lot of our students, it's the same thing. The fitness industry, always around November, everybody shuts down and kind of disappears. And then January becomes a resolution month because everybody went into hiding because they ate a lot during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so Sharon and I were like, what can we do to get people to go enjoy your holiday, eat? Don't go through the holiday and think, okay, I can't do this because I'm going to gain weight. Enjoy it. And just plan to when you come back that we're going to kick your butt, you know?
Right.
And so what we do is we plan a four-hour workout right before Thanksgiving, and then we do one right after the new year so that way people can come in and kind of, you know, sweat it out. And it's funny because when we first thought about it, we were like, this is insane. Dancing for 4 hours and doing this, we're like, we're going to get nobody. It was packed, you know? And so it's been a request of them to do it every year before and after the holiday.
And who does all the cooking? Because, you know, the fat guy he deep fries his turkey. Who does all your... Yeah, he
does. Is that good?
No. He loves it. He thinks it's the greatest thing on the planet. I don't know how you can screw up. To me, that's screwing up turkey. Turkey's great just when you just roast it. It's fantastic. So
I want to try it, but I always heard that you can like blow up the house if you do it wrong. So.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, you can blow up the house. But so who's cooking at your house? Who's making?
My wife is cooking, and she cooks
nice.
The most amazing Thanksgiving. Like I kind of like. And one of those circling sharks when she starts cooking because of the way the house smells. and she doesn't let me in the kitchen, and I'm literally like circling the kitchen going, well, can I just have a test? You know,
she's
so funny.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because, Billy, if I keep, you know, I heard about your Thanksgivings, and I think the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are going to be showing up your house in a couple of weeks for that thing. You may have to have two extra seats there, so, you know, don't be surprised.
All right, we're down with that.
Billy, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. The DVDs, Dance With Me, Cardio Fit, and Groove and Burn, they're awesome. Everybody needs to get them. Your initiative, where people want to find out more about your initiative with helping kids become more active through dance, they can go to your website, meettheblanks.com. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Oh, definitely. Anytime you guys want us, you let us know, okay?
And
thank you so much.
My pleasure. And let us know when you're going to be in Atlanta, because, that's where we are, and we'd love to, if you're here, maybe we can bring you in the studio as well.
Oh, we'll be there in the spring, so we'll definitely catch back in with you guys.
We would love it. That'd be great. Thanks, right. Billy. Take care. Have a happy holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Billy Blanks, Jr. He is the creator of Dance With Me, Cardio Fit, and also Groove and Burn. Great DVDs. Check out his website, meettheblanks.com. Great guy. You know, his dad is a legend. Billy Blanks Sr. is an absolute legend. And make sure when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. It's in your bookstores right now, and it's a great book. I love it. I've written it.
Did you read it?
I did, and I like it.
I've never read it.
I like some of your zingers, Lee. I like some of the things.
There's no pictures.
I'm just going to I'm going to one chapter here. Let's see. This one was about exploring self-defense for fitness. This is what I said in it. I'd like to see more girls take martial art classes. You said I'd like to see fewer bullies take martial art classes. I like that. That's a good idea. So anyway,